We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I need to enunciate in this episode.
Oh, the don't tell ma'am the last time. I was like a man after a few sherries.
I was literally like, if there's anyone wanting to use us for anything, I was like, they can't.
Like the VO work.
And then I was listening to, no, not even VO for anything, because they'd say, there's a difference between having the Cork accent and then...
Well, no, you're going kind of weird and American.
Am I? Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want to censor too much.
Also, you don't need to whisper.
I know, but people can pick this up anyway. This is my normal talking voice.
No, it's not. You don't talk that low.
But you know what I mean? I was listening back and I was like,
yeah,
that's diabolical.
It's fine.
No,
it's fine.
And I mean from me.
What you mean?
No, like it was a surprise to
that it was coming from me. That's the way the TH goes.
It's your favourite queers, back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo! What do we think of the pink microphones? Do we love?
They're kind of giving me a bit of a zhuzh.
Are they coming out purple on camera?
Coming out a bit purple on cam, I think. But I do love them.
I do love them as well.
They're giving camp. No, are they clashing?
Your very logo.
No, that's the colour of the logo.
Oh, yeah. Pink and yellow. Oh, my God. So cute.
Pink and yellow. Very cute.
Very cute.
I feel like we're about to do a few Vox Pops.
Pink and green.
Pink and green.
Yeah.
What do we think of this?
Gorgeous.
I know, but you know, these threads, everyone starts pulling them and I want to box them.
Why are they there?
Design aesthetic.
Oh, fashion. Okay, so yeah, Kevin has like threads coming off his top. But there's only like three. It just looks like my cat's got to it when you were in Dublin.
Don't say that.
Where's the farm? Oh, how's the sunny? Excuse me, Carly. Hello.
Sale. Are you watching my mouth?
I'm just like, how much are we going to enunciate?
Yeah, we were listening back to the episode there last week and the Don't Tell Mam episode. Yeah. And I was going, I'm going to have to open my mouth.
It's just because, like, at least I have an excuse. Like, I didn't go to speech and drama for, like, all of my childhood.
I know, but that's the thing. It's all your fault. I went to years and years of speech and drama.
Yeah.
Acting classes.
Yeah.
And then I started palling around with you and you brought me down to your level.
Do you know, I think like my accent and like my pattern of speech is like the plague. Because right, when I'm around people,
yeah,
they start talking like me, like bad habits like I do, you know.
Bad habits into you.
I feel like, is it just because, why would that be?
Okay. I don't know. I think it's because the accent itself coming out of your mouth does feel like a bit of a novelty.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? It's a bit of a novelty.
But we have the same accent.
But we don't.
Garley's listening. Would you be able to tell that me and Kevin are from different parts of Cork by listening to us if you weren't from Cork?
But But we definitely have distinguishable voices.
Oh, no, obviously. Right?
I don't sound like you.
Yeah, no, but we have
and
to
if,
say...
And if you were to tell me that I did, it would probably ruin my day.
My accent's unreal.
I never said it wasn't. I just don't want to sound like you.
Okay. Well, a lot of people do, obviously, because they start speaking like me.
They try to emulate it.
Yeah, do you know
I
what
feel
I mean?
Like we're about to do Vox Pops with the mics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How are you anyway, girlies? How have you been? If you haven't seen the teaser this week on TikTok, it's because Kevin's after getting us banned.
No, I got us muted.
So the other night, Kevin sent me this video, and it's of this girl, this random British one, selling...
She's from Essex. She's selling sweets.
She's selling sweets on TikTok Live, right?
Is there loads of people doing that?
Yeah.
There's a fella in Cork selling sweets.
Yeah.
There's a Candy King. Your man, Nathan Adams. Is he selling sweets still?
Yeah.
Like... Are people making much money in jellies?
Look, babe, it's so much money because they're so overpriced. Like, I used to go, back in my day, I used to go to the corner shop.
For give penny jellies?
I used to give Harry €2 and he used to give me a huge bag
huge
of sweets.
Huge bag of jellies.
And now you get like half of that in those fucking sweet bag things.
But it feels like it's a saturated market as well. I feel like everyone's doing them. Anyway, you're one with selling them on TikTok Live.
It's money laundering, is it?
I don't know what it is. I'm not making any accusations.
Can we have a scathing expose?
I just saw your one doing it. And also, right, I don't have my own TikTok. I just go on the I'm Grandmam TikTok from time to time and I like to read the comments, especially when people are hyping me up and saying. Now, also, whoever was saying on the last TikTok, Kevin, is your neck all right? Okay, it might have been coming from a point of concern.
Yeah.
But I also felt like they were trying to, like, you know, point out and be like, oh my God, stay to your neck.
No, it's because your neck was red.
It was a small bit red. I'm fine. I just touched my neck and I have sensitive skin.
Okay.
But thanks for the concern, whoever that was. It's fine. But I appreciate you, like, taking time out of your day to check on my health.
But basically, right, we all know that TikTok lives are a hellscape, right? But
see, I didn't. I'd never been on a TikTok live.
No, it's crazy. You just can't. Like, if you just don't watch them, like, they're crazy.
I thought they died out with Instagram lives.
No, no. It's like
during
like,
the pandemic.
It's like tele shopping kind of vibes, but not in a camp cool way.
It is. It's tele shopping. That's what it was.
So there's this girl anyway. She's peddling her wares on the TikTok live. She's selling like pick and mix candies or whatever for like way more money than she should be.
She wasn't really explicit about the price because people kept asking how much for 100 grams and she'd give a different answer.
And it's all sell, it's all follow guys, make sure you like, make sure, because as well, basically when you're on TikTok live, people can send you gifts and then you get money from those gifts.
That's so like, the base where I get lost. I don't know what that means.
So like different things are valued at different prices, so like I don't know, like we should have asked our producer Sive to research.
Do you ever
this.
Get gifts on what? TikTok?
I've never went on TikTok live.
Oh right. I thought you loved TikTok or something.
I do love TikTok.
But do you never go on for gifts?
No, I just post videos. I don't go on live.
Would you like to get gifts on TikTok?
No. Some like celebrities like would like be on TikTok live getting a bit of money like.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you feel about Amazon wish lists?
It's giving a bit sugar baby vibes and it's kind I'm kinda like, would we pop one in the bio?
Would I pop one up for my birthday?
Yeah.
If the girlies wanted to buy me a few nice bits for my birthday. I mean, there might be people who just, you know, might want to say happy birthday, like. Yeah. It was my 30th last year. I didn't see too much for it.
Yeah, but is it a bit beggy?
But that's the thing. You'd have to promote it for me. You'd have to put on your story. Okay. Hey, girlies, it's Kevin's birthday. He has an Amazon wish list. This is the link.
I tricked him into doing an Amazon wish list, like, just for fun.
I told him that I was going to buy one item off his Amazon wish list. It'd be great if he bought the other bits.
Okay, yeah. But it's usually, like, OnlyFans people do Amazon wish lists or, like, Thirst follows do Amazon wish lists. Yeah. But anyway, she's on the live and she's selling all these sweets, right?
Right,
and, like, people are commenting being like, could you ship to London, you know?
Yeah. And then, they were, like, saying, have you any of the... UFO sherbets, you know, they were asking about the stock more so.
Yeah. So I'm watching this video Kevin sent to me on WhatsApp and I'm like, why is Kevin sending me this live on WhatsApp? Next thing I see, I'm Grandmam, the account, commenting on the live.
Now, I'm at home by myself on Thursday night, right, doing this. I don't know why I got such a kick out of it. I was going, this is the best thing ever.
What did you say to
and
her?
And it's because she was reading out all the comments. So she would be like, yeah, we have the strawberry lips in stock.
Yeah.
Follow guys, follow. Follow guys, follow. Oh, we can send to Ireland.
Yeah.
And then she's going, I don't know. She goes... And then I message and I don't know why. Look, I'm just silly. I'm a silly goose. Silly.
I love when you're in your silly goose mood. Like you're at your peak funniest.
But also nobody finds me funnier than I find myself sometimes, which is awful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you're laughing at yourself, I find you hilarious.
But I message and I goes,
You're going to say it because no one's going to want it.
Because when the sweets arrive, are they still warm?
But you that wasn't in the video
no,
to me.
But see, that's the first thing I you just said. Send that first, right, to see if she'd read it. And she goes, when the sweets arrive, are they still warm? And she goes, she was like, well, they're sweets, like they're not really hot or cold or whatever. Anyway, so I was like, oh my God, I can't believe she read it. And I felt drunk with power. Then I was like, she's going to read it, anything I say. Then I screen recorded. Will I just play the...
Yeah, play.
So the next one, then I just say...
Off the official I'm Grandmam TikTok, by the way.
I just say, should I... No, it's not even that funny. Also, reading this back a few days later, I'm like, this is so sad. Like, I'm 30 years old.
What was the question?
I said, should I wash my hands before eating them? Wait, let me see if I can... We can drop the audio.
Yeah.
But the funny bit for me was you can obviously see this person reading the comments as they come
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
So when I see her reading my comment and her kind of like having this moment in her head where she's like, what?
She's so confused because she goes, do you have to wash your hands before eating them? And they're like, if you want. If you want. Like, I love the way she didn't go, yeah, you should.
Well, I sent it to my mum then. She was like, why are you asking her that?
Then basically.
Then I got muted.
She muted Kevin. Or did she kick you out of the live?
No, I was... I was frantic then because I was thinking of the funniest things to say then.
Yeah.
And I wanted to write it all in because I was like, she's after eating two of them out. She's going to keep going. And then I couldn't message anything then. I was like,
yeah,
what's
then,
going
then
on?
Then I was like, Kevin, you need to stop doing that because like, if you keep trolling people, people can report the
but
thing.
Is that trolling? I mean, I'm not being mean.
Yeah, but you're taking the piss, like. But I was like...
she's selling sweets.
But I was basically
and
like...
it's a pyramid scheme.
We're going to get penalised as an account and no one will see our videos.
I should have done it off my own, really,
but
shouldn't I?
But you don't
I?
Have one.
Also, is there a thing nowadays, if you send a TikTok to someone,
yeah,
does it tell them that
oh, no,
someone sent your TikTok?
Every time you watch a TikTok, I can see it on the Grandmam account.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So every time
no.
Every time someone shares a TikTok link with you,
yeah,
and I go on to my Grandmam account, if I look at our messages, I can see every video you viewed via the link because it comes up.
That's scary. No. What have I been watching?
You
on
watch
there?
Some weird shit, babe.
It's you know what a lot of it is? It's a lot of people, I would say, in Latin America dancing.
Yeah, and then it does loads
they're very
of
good.
The method on how to get a hair transplant in Turkey.
For you. Also, speaking of hair transplant, right?
What?
I know you didn't get one.
Yeah.
People are still going off at your hair in the comments of the vids, and it's stressing me out. I want to put a bag over your head. I'm like, comment on the content of the video, not on our appearance. I don't comment on anyone's appearance to their face.
I wore a tie last week in one of our records, just because like I felt a bit fancy that day, you know?
Yeah.
I felt like dressing up.
And you swear I was in the room with Jim Carrey.
But it
no,
broke
you actually
the...
don't look too
I don't look like Jim
far
Carrey.
From him.
I don't look like Jim Carrey. But I basically
I
broke the internet. The amount of people yeah. messaging going, loving the site. One girl did comment, which was hilarious, going, PJ, when are you making your confirmation? I'll send you a card.
Yeah, I like comments like that.
Another girl goes, what do you think? She said, I was in my Chandler Bing era.
But I was thinking... Are you even following PJ online? Like, do you not know that this is how he looks?
I'm a Thai enthusiast.
Like, yeah. Like, you look like this Monday through
I
Friday.
I frequent a Thai.
Yeah.
Any neckwear, actually. I don't discriminate. I wear a bolo. I wear
what's a bolo?
Like the cowboy onesie, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, like, you got into them. The one that was falling apart.
No.
At the event.
Oh no, that
what was that?
That was a bit of a ribbon. Like I actually have
yeah,
a,
that was just a bit of cheap
I
ribbon.
I actually have like a country western bolo.
You know what I've never managed to perfect? I'd love to get into it because sometimes, well, not so much anymore. They're a bit done. But you know the neckerchief?
I wore a neckerchief the other day, remember? With the heart on it. Remember I wore it? And then you called me a bisexual barista.
Yeah, but I can get away with it. I just look like I'm about to... ask you if you wanted a tea or coffee on a Ryanair flight. It just doesn't suit me. Even if I don't wear yellow, regardless of colour, I just give off air hostess vibes, which isn't a bad thing because we know how much high regard I hold
yeah.
the air hostesses.
But
especially my Aer Lingus girlies. Oh my God, an Aer Lingus girlie sorting me out last week.
Oh yeah,
I had baby brain last week, right, from the arrival of the baby. Big baby brain, right?
The mams listening must be like, you need to stop talking like you gave birth to the child.
But my life has changed.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, so I had booked my flight to go back on the Tuesday, right? My mam dropped me up to the airport and I was a bit up in a heap because I was like, oh, I'm missing this child growing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, I get up to the security and your man scans my ticket. Firstly, I did think things were a bit funny in that my pass wasn't coming up automatically. You know the way it comes up on your lock screen when it's like 3 or 4 hours before your flight? That wasn't happening. And I was like, Aer Lingus, sort it out. Right? And then I went up, so I had to go into my wallet manually and be like, this is my boarding pass. Yeah. And your man scanned it and they went, And he went, you're 24 hours early, bye.
Oh, fuck.
And I was kind of going, oh my God. But I was like, okay, don't panic. Like, you know, I could just go home. I wasn't rushing back for
You booked
anything.
It for the wrong day.
Booked it for the wrong day. I wasn't flying till the next day. And then I just went down to the Aer Lingus. Now, it wouldn't happen if I was at the Ryanair desk. Let me tell you that. Went down and I was just very calm, very nice. And I just said, baby brain, babe, baby on the brain. I said, I'm after booking for the wrong flight. I said, you're going to think I'm thick. I think that also helps in those scenarios.
Yeah, you have to, self-deprecation. You have to say that I'm slow. If you went in hot and being like, you need to change me on my flight, you would have been like, absolutely not. Yeah, but the fact went that you were in, like, I'm a ditzy girl.
Smiley smile, all smiles.
Yeah.
Said, hi, how are things? Was very courteous.
You told me you went in and goes, I don't know if you know me, but I'm Kevin from my grandmam. I'm actually quite famous.
That's what I was thinking in my head going down. I was like, well, I might be able to pull that
and then
card.
You told me you showed him your Instagram followers and goes, I'll give Aer Lingus a shout out if you change the flight.
Well, I know Tara, who works for Cork Airport, and she knew I was flying back that day because I'd spotted her at the Marina Market. This is all very Cork talk. Yeah. And she goes, will you do a TikTok for the Cork Airport page and I'll give you access to the lounge?
Oh, babe.
Get me in there.
I'll pop my pussy for the Cork lounge.
So I was only short of sending her a message and being like, can you sort something and just get me on the flight?
Yeah.
But one was like, give me 2 seconds. And she was like, well, there's space on the flight. Let me pop you on. And I was thinking, oh my God, I hope I'm not getting someone in trouble here.
Ah, nah.
But you'd like to think, like, in those scenarios, people would be able
seat.
To do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so thank you. I don't know how we got there. I don't know who it was, but she was a lovely, lovely lady.
Did you go to the Cork Lounge then after you did the...
I was rushing then because the thing is, Cork Airport, the dream is, I think we might have spoken about it before, like, you can rock up at whatever time. You're 10 minutes going through. Yeah. And you know what I do when I get to the other side, you know, the way there's that buzzers with the five smiley faces.
Yeah.
I give a load of taps.
On the green.
On the good, on the green, because it's always a
they
pleasure.
I think they put them there because it stops people from complaining. Because if you had a bad experience and you walk through, you get your frustration out by hitting the red.
Oh my God. And then social economics.
I think it's social economics vibes.
Oh my God.
Before we get into the theme, I just want to address one thing, right?
Bah.
So we're recording in London.
Yeah.
And I just like moved my stuff into Kevin's room there because I wanted there to be a clean background, right? Where do you think you're going to put that desk that you're trying to buy? You couldn't swing a cat in there.
Well, because your apartment in Dublin is so massive.
But you were banging on there the other day that you're getting a desk and you were showing me this actual chair that doesn't even fold. It's like an armchair.
Okay.
And I'm like,
the chair was ambitious, but I like the style.
But babe,
you're always banging on about mid-century modern.
No, but I was literally
I can do it too.
When I was saying, I think your room's a bit small, and you were like, shut up, it's not. I was like, maybe I'm just forgetting. And I went in there and like I walked in the front door and I was on your mattress. Like I was in the bed.
I forgot that you're living in a palace.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think you're going to fit a desk there. unless the desk comes down from the ceiling or something. Like Pimp My Ride or something, you know, like in
Cribs. It's going to be one of the foldable ones.
Yeah, does it fold up into, like, a flat box that you can shove onto your bed? Where does it, like...
I found the perfect one, right?
Okay.
That's... comes as like three drawers, but it's like two drawers at the base, and then there's a chair that you can actually fit into the drawers, and this sounds very elaborate.
Yeah.
And then the table can pull up from the sides. If I was to move that corner, you know where that dead plant is, also for all the people messaging me about how to revive my plant, I don't care. That sounds so
let him wake the body in peace.
You know what I mean? So much going on, girls.
Do you know what I mean?
The plant, I'm not
too.
The
plant is gone.
Look, I'll get another plant.
We're going to do a quick decade of the rosary now after this, and we lay them to rest in the back area.
But you know where that is? And you know, there's the two yoga blocks.
Yeah, but you're saying you're going to replace where a small houseplant is with
it's
a desk
small.
And a chair.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to fit, babe.
And when did you get your qualification in carpentry and architecture and home design? Because last time I checked, you were in Dermot Bannon. And I actually know the man very well. And I ran it by him and he goes, oh my God, we'll fit something in. Have you heard of tiny homes? Have you heard of tiny homes?
Yeah.
Have you seen some of the fucking shit people be fitting into the back of a van before they go travelling Europe for the 3 months of the summer? Don't you be worrying about where I'm going to get my work done.
Okay, fair enough.
Because at the moment, right, I find it very hard to focus when I'm working at the kitchen table. I get very distracted, right?
Really? Why? You want to think a cup of tea? Pubikies.
There's stuff in the cupboard.
Yeah, you want to have a
you
few
know,
munchie
bits. You're
open
a cafe, you're not going to like buy a coffee every 2 seconds. But when you're working from home, you can boil the kettle every 2 seconds.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
And like what happens to me sometimes, even if I'm out and about, if I go out and I have a nice snack in my bag, I can't think of anything else
but the snack.
Until I eat the snack. So I get you. And then when you're in the kitchen, sure, there's a plethora of snacks in the kitchen.
Even if it's a snack that I'm not even that fussed about, I'm just thinking about it being inside in my bag.
Yeah, I know.
So then when
you're
at home and I'm like, oh my God, 1 o'clock, I might as well have a bowl of cereal. You know what
and
I mean?
Like
it's there.
Yeah, you're in the kitchen. The possibilities are endless. You could even cook a meal. You know what I mean?
Now says me, look at the state of my fucking fridge. There's nothing in there, like.
There's a lot of stuff in there, but I don't think much of it's edible.
You know also, what I mean? Look at that wall. Oh my God, and the electricity went.
Okay, that's going to stop recording.
Is that plugged in?
Yeah, to that.
Wait, I think we're on the.
Oh, when the reserves. It's the top up key, girls. Never a dull moment. Are we back? We're back. Oh, and we're back. That's still recording now, though, I think.
Yeah, that was weird.
How long will that last for now?
That's £5 left in it. See, people think, right? That Kevin, he's built a life for himself, he's worked really hard, and he's enjoying the fruits of his labour.
Yeah.
Right? And he's living a high life.
But he's still in a box room and can't afford a desk.
And I'm running into the emergency threshold for the electricity. What the heck?
Okay. What we look at the room after this and we'll do a floor plan.
I've decided against that chair, I'm gonna find a different chair.
Okay.
I know I'm compromised with regard to space.
Okay.
Right?
My mum had a few feng shui books growing up. I'll help you. One thing, you shouldn't have mirrors facing your bed.
I know, but I don't care. Look, if the demon's going to come out and get me, so be it.
Okay, let's get into the theme.
Let's get into the theme. I just wanted to change it up.
Gladiators, if you're listening, I know.
Have you watched the new series at all?
No, but
they're
all so sexy.
They're all so rides. I want them to squish me in half.
I just think it's so homoerotic. They have them in the latex.
So homoerotic.
Anyway, right.
Did I tell you?
To all the young gay boys having your gay awakening now, watching Gladiators.
Yeah.
Welcome to the community.
Yeah, it's history repeats itself, doesn't it? When I was growing up in the '90s, I was, you know, having this similar thoughts.
Come on, we're showing our age.
I got one of those wrestling singlets. Well, thought I had. I was getting it for like a...
That's hot.
For one of the parties. No, it's not.
Oh, really?
Because I got it. I was like, oh, I'll get this one, right?
Yeah.
Didn't really read into it too much. Ordered it. There was a padded section in the arse of it in the shape of a saddle because it's for cycling. So I actually had a saddle coming out of my arse.
Not you, like, with the fake BBL.
It was awful looking. I was like, I can't wear this.
What are we getting it for?
Party.
Party on.
Okay, party.
Right, the theme for this week is... What's in a name?
Alexa, play Say My Name by Destiny's Child. Oh, fuck, bitch.
Stop saying bitch to Alexa, because when AI takes over, they'll be treating people who treated them with manners better, you know? As in, like, imagine if you were saying bitch to your Alexa all the time, and then when she gets a body and she's serving down the runway and she has like a fucking machine gun, she'll shoot you. She won't shoot me because I say my please and thank yous. Manners will get you a long way, girls, in the dystopian future.
But you know what? I actually have a strong kick.
Okay.
This gaff is falling apart and it's stressing me out. Is your gaff falling apart?
No.
And all your bits is secondhand and stinky. But at least it's sturdy.
Babe, you need sit down there. I just need to give you... You need to learn the difference between stinky. Vintage furniture... and secondhand furniture.
I told you, as part of like making that commitment to like buying things secondhand and buying vintage things, you need to give it a scrub. Get the professionals in to give it a once over, baby.
Everything in my apartment has been cleaned. My couches have been professionally cleaned.
Well, who did you get to do it? The one who minded the cats?
No. Rocio only minds the cats. She doesn't clean my furniture. And
I'm surprised you don't have her doing that, because you have her doing everything else. She was washing the windows and that.
She wasn't. Kevin has this narrative that I make our cat sitter do all these other stuff.
Every time I'm like, oh, that looks different, and you're like, oh yeah, Rosia did this, or like, yeah, she was doing this.
This is all lies.
And you keep saying, oh, because she enjoys it.
This is all lies and slander.
What, she enjoys manual labor?
This is all lies and slander.
Anyway, will I play the song?
Yeah.
Did you have the couch professionally cleaned?
Yeah.
By who?
A professional couch cleaner.
Well, sure, of course you're going to say that.
No, they come in and they steam it and they like put all stuff on it and everything. Why? Do you think it's manky? Well, is it just hair on it because we have cats,
Cats, yeah. Yeah, so maybe
but
I just need
to... But it's not dirty.
Yeah, I need to see the...
I am going to get it reupholstered. Actually, girlies...
I think it's that. It's just a bit flat.
If you know anybody who's good at reupholstering vintage furniture, it's a G-Plan... mid-century modern couch.
Yeah,
I'm going to get it reupholstered. I want it to be like a green, but not the kind of dark foresty green. I'll show you the green later. It's gorgeous.
Oh, you're actually changing the colour on it. I like the kind of rust
peachy,
burnt orange.
We're either going to go more burnt orange,
yeah,
or we're going to go kind of the green of your top.
Yeah, I think the orange. I do think the orange.
Yeah,
okay, we were meant to introduce
sorry, yeah, go on.
Alexa, play Say My Name by Destiny's Child on Apple Music.
Dark Child now.
Say my name. When no
if
one
this
is
comes on
you.
In a bar,
yeah,
restaurant,
say my
club,
name, say my name.
The dentist, it's a party,
shady,
you know?
Calling me baby.
Do you know if the vibes are down anywhere?
Yeah.
Just turn it on. If your friends with
you know
sad,
the one say my name. I kind of love that sometimes.
Yeah, I love that one, yeah. Ready?
Ain't calling me baby. Another day
I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day?
But today it ain't the same. Word
is a huh? Yeah, okay.
You know it, do you?
Worth the crib with another lady. If you took it
actually,
then, first of all, let me say, I am not the one. Ready? Strings. Dun, 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 dun.
Yes, yes, accent.
Do you know what I mean?
Alexa? Actually, play.
Something's going down the way it seems. Oh, somebody's holding your back for me.
I know how you usually do.
It makes you just want to bounce, doesn't it?
Actually, one of their best.
Yeah, Alexa.
Say my name, say
Alexa.
My name.
Alexa. Stop.
Now, Joe's upstairs on a work call. We need to calm down with the party, do we?
Imagine.
We need to curb the party.
Yeah. Imagine Joe's upstairs and his boss is like on Zoom going, why are people screaming Destiny's Child in your kitchen?
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, that's my housemate working.
At midday and they're blaring Destiny's Child.
No, sorry, no. It just cures all ailments. If you're having a bad day or your friend's having a bad day, just walk over. Don't tell them. Open your laptop. Hit play on that.
Really?
And then by the end of the song... everyone will be dancing. Like,
yeah.
Imagine if I was in a bad mood and you started playing Say My Name by Destiny's Child.
You say, Kevin, I want to talk about this. I don't think music is just going to cure me in the moment.
No, I'd go work music therapy. Anyway, girlies, we're talking Say My Name. We're talking names.
Oh, yeah, we're all on about names, which sounds a bit random, but bear with us. I think it was kind of prompted by the fact that... you know, newborn in the family.
Yeah, because I was basically like, what's your niece's name? And Kevin told me, are we still keeping under wraps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
just have to keep some of your life private, girls,
okay,
don't you?
It's all over
Instagram. I know
Instagram.
You like to flog everything.
It's all over Instagram.
Is it not all over Instagram?
It is. Shane
maybe, because did you share it?
Well, Shane was messaging everyone.
Shane has about
it.
40 followers. Don't you worry about Shane sharing images of his own daughter.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
But we all know our name anyway, except the girls.
Yeah, and if they come up to me, they can ask me and I'll tell them in person.
Oh, okay.
You know
I'm not
going
to force you. Like, you're the uncle, not me.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. No. I just think you'd like to lay the foundations for our future career. And like, it'd be good to get our PR out there now, you know?
No. She's doing just fine. Don't you worry about my little niece's career, because she's going to have a splendid career. And she's not going to need
to be
worrying about her name. She might even change it when she gets older.
Yeah, because basically what we were saying is that, like, obviously it's a huge thing. Because, like, when your parents choose your name, and it does kind of, like... shape you as a person.
I do think it does. And there was one or two names that were being tossed about.
Yeah.
When Megan was pregnant, yeah. They were like, oh, love this, right?
Yeah.
And I was going, no.
Yeah.
Kind of no.
There is so much importance in the name. So like, if you're like, oh, you can't name the child that, they'll be not even ridiculed, but like, you'll be like, oh geez, they'd be awfully boring with that type of name.
Yeah, I think we all just have different associations with different names. Also, like, the thing is, the more people you meet, the more names that are ruled out.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, like, even if you think of back to your like secondary school days, right? Especially going to an all-lad school.
Yeah.
There's some nice boys in the school. A lot of nuisances.
Mm.
So many names ruled out from the bat.
Straight away. J names get the worst. Like, if a boy's names is like James, Jay, like Jamie, they're all like seen as like dickheads.
Really?
Yeah, they're all like, oh,
in your eyes, or
no,
this fact?
Like general consensus in the dating pool, girlies, am I right or am I right?
Really?
Yeah, but like Jose then is a J name, but I suppose.
It's not really, it's H. You know what I mean?
Do you like your name?
I actually have always liked this. I've always loved Kevin.
Okay.
Because you know when we were in primary school, right?
Yeah.
There were a lot of Jacks in the class. There were a lot of Seans. I love the fact that I was the only Kevin in the class.
I know what you mean. It was quite well, Kevin's not a unique name,
but
though.
It felt unique to me because obviously there was a smaller pool of people that I knew when I was a young child.
Okay.
So I used to think I was very special. I've always liked having the name. Now, there was a bit of a shaky period there 3 years ago. Remember when all the Karen talk came in?
Yeah.
I think I spoke about it. People were saying, and I was like, I'm going to have to take this further. I'm going to have to go to the European Court of Human Rights or something. Because they were trying to get this. They were trying to say that the male Karen was a Kevin. And I was going, girls, we're not doing that. Because
it does
if
track.
You think about a name like Karen, think about the negative connotations now that the name Karen has like, in the last few years.
My sister's friend, her name's Karen. If your name's Karen and you're a nice person, you're kind of fucked because like you can't complain anymore.
You can never complain
because,
in your life.
Even if like, say if a waitress came out, spat in your food in front of you and slapped your child across the face, you can't say anything to her because they'd be like, you're just being a Karen.
You're just being a Karen, Karen.
Do you know
like,
what I mean?
It's awful.
Do you know what
and
mean?
I know some lovely Karens.
Yeah, this Karen who I'm speaking about is lovely.
Now, thankfully, this trend or this notion of Kevin being the male Karen never gained too much traction. And I think it was kind of dropped. I think Karen in that context is kind of universal.
I think they can be a male Karen, yeah, just call it Karen.
In that context, is gender neutral.
But Kevin does have a bad rap in a study that we have in our notes, so we have to look it up. Thank you, Sive, our producer, for supplying us with the notes.
Sive, also, we need to give Sive a shout out. And we need to talk about Sive's name as well, because I was like, she's just as
Irish.
Well, I'm the one drafting the emails because she's Irish. Can you spell Sive's name now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
S-A-D-H-B-H.
Oh, did you learn it for the air?
Yeah. So it basically...
But it catches me.
Yeah, so we've hired a producer for the pod. Her name's Sive. We love her.
Sive's a producer. Love her to bits. Also, she snapped.
But when we were planning this episode, we were talking to her and we were like, what was it like having an Irish surname? You need to stop mouthing the words when I need to repeat a sentence. You will do it to me every time we record. Every time I need to repeat myself on the podcast, you mouth to me the sentence, and
I want to punch you in the face. Right the first time, Buck.
We asked Sive, what was it like having an Irish first name? It was like, obviously, when she's working in Manchester, are we giving away a lot of her details? But basically, we were like, when you were away, did people struggle to pronounce your name and was it annoying? Because you know, recently, like when Cillian Murphy was walking down the red carpet, and everyone was like, Cillian!
Cillian. I'd show them fucking Cillian and I'd like, be elbowing them into the
like,
gob.
It's like, Sive is the one that always people struggle with over here in London. Like, what else is there? The Siobhan.
Because when you just see it,
Sive. Yeah, that's crazy.
I have had difficulty with my surname before in auditions and stuff.
To me?
Yeah, because people don't read it as T-W-O. They read it as like Twammy. I don't love Twammy. So for a while, because basically...
Twammy is kind of giving French.
It's not. It's just my name pronounced wrong.
Okay, fair enough.
That's what, imagine if people just calling you PJ Crippy. You know what I mean? It's
okay,
just the wrong pronunciation.
Okay, fair enough,
You know what I mean? It's not, it's not the same. You know what I mean?
But basically, Saif was saying that, like, because we were like, did you struggle? Did you, like, with your Irish name?
Was it a hindrance?
Did you resent it? Because, like, you were like, Jesus, no one can pronounce it. But she was like, actually, it was a help, not a hindrance, because it made her stand out. So, like, saying if she was applying for a job, they'd remember her on the CV.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, remember that random girl that no one could pronounce her
name? Yeah, and there was a random D in there, but there's no D. Basically, there was a German study back in 2011 where they looked into how names can influence your chances in the world of online dating.
Okay.
Right? The results show that if your name was considered old school or not so cool at the time, right, and Kevin was one of the examples they used.
Old school vibes.
Like, is Kevin old school? You are more likely to get the cold shoulder compared to trendier names like Alexander.
It's weird, but like, I would
Alexander.
Think, I would think Alexander's old school.
That's,
but like,
yeah.
No, like, to be
Alexander
fair,
Hamilton. But just, right.
You would though, when you're dating someone, you'd be like, oh geez, I could never go out with someone whose name was.
Okay, right. If we're talking about dating and names, I couldn't date someone who's called Kevin. Even, I think I would struggle with someone else being
a K name.
A K. I just think, I don't know, I just automatically, my mind goes to, and girls, it sounds like we come for you every week, the light up initials at the wedding. You know what I mean? Well, you know what, the bulbs. You know what I mean? And it's the K, and what's that and called?
Ambersand.
The ambersand and another K.
Yeah.
That's the one thing.
That's the one bit of knowledge. That's the one bit of knowledge you lean on me for.
They ask what the and symbol is called, and you literally, you jump for joy. Yeah, I saw your eyes light up as I was
like,
about to say
this is my time to shine. I was like, ambersand.
So no name with K, right? Also, I know there's going to be a lot of, you know, really disheartened lads at home.
Kevin's listening.
And there's going to be a lot of Kevins.
I think, how camp would it be if you got with someone named Kevin and we can call you the Kevins?
I hate it. I hate it.
Really?
I hate it. I hate it. Also, okay. I couldn't do an Evan either. Me and Evan in primary school were arch nemesis.
Kevin and Evan.
Kevin and Evan. It just didn't work.
Okay, yeah. At least mine does. Yeah, mine doesn't rhyme. PJ and Jose.
And he beat me in a game of chess before.
Oh, really?
And I slid all the pieces off.
Off the board.
No, I didn't.
I never really met a PJ growing up. Like, I thought my name was so unique. I was like loving life.
But I feel like in the south side you'd be Patrick.
Okay.
Do you like Patrick?
What?
Do you like Patrick?
Yeah, but there's just so many Patricks.
I think you do look like a Pat.
Do I?
Yeah.
Well, that was my dad's name.
That was your dad's name. I do think you look like a Pat.
There's so many Patricks in my family. They just had to differentiate me by calling me PJ, you know.
If you weren't called Patrick.
Yeah.
Or PJ.
Yeah.
Do you see any other name for yourself, or do you see any other name for me? I think for you.
Okay.
Right? And run with me.
Okay.
Right? Timmy?
Timmy.
No. You said it in a weird
Timmy.
Voice. No, listen. Timmy.
No, I'm not a Timmy.
Timmy?
No.
Timmy with the tie? But you know what I mean? Like, just Timmy. But like, you're kind of, you know, like, you're kind of, you'd be reclaiming Timmy.
I don't think I'm a Timmy.
I think Timmy with the hair?
No, I think you would be a Graham.
No, that's wrong.
No, you're a Graham.
Graham doesn't work on me.
No, you're a Graham.
No, but I'm not. I think you would literally, you'd be the, I think so many of the girls listening right now, right?
No,
going
they
on their
won't.
Walkies, they're going, oh my God, Timmy.
No, I'm not
I
a
think
Timmy.
I'm going to start calling you Timmy.
Why?
I think you're a Timmy.
I think.
I like the name Timmy.
If I could change my name, like I think I would like to do one that's a bit like alty, a bit like aloof. Yeah. But like, no, number one, I wouldn't mind being called, like the J in PJ stands for Jeremiah.
Yeah.
I think that's a really strong name.
Yeah.
Like Jeremiah Kirby.
So Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry kind of works. But that's why I think Timmy.
Not Timmy, babe.
What's wrong with Timmy?
I just don't think I'm a Timmy.
Feel like your handle on Instagram would be like, at just.
You're so annoying. This is only funny to you. No one else is going to get it. Like, you think
what do you mean get it? It's not a joke. I'm not, babe, this is not a joke. I think
but like, you think this is so funny, but it's so not. Like, it's not even funny. Like, what's funny about calling me Timmy? You're so annoying.
My stomach hurts.
Why though?
I'm Kevin and I'm Timmy.
Woo!
I don't know why it's funny, but At Just Timmy is brilliant, isn't it?
But why would I be At Just... These are all hypotheticals that you're...
And then if you were to like meet Timothy Chalamet, would you be like, oh my God, my name is Timmy?
You're actually gone so stupid. You're gone so stupid today.
Girls, you know what? Any excuse to like act a bit silly and childish. You know what I mean?
What would you change your name to?
So I messaged my mam and I was like, were there any other names in contention when I was born?
Yeah.
And she sent me a voice note back, play. Right?
Sorry, Kev, about that. No, I wanted Kevin. I wanted Kevin for sure. Lovely strong name, isn't it? Like, you didn't look like a Peter or a Joe. Not that there's anything wrong with those names, there's not. But anyway, I wanted Kevin. And I think I called you after a guy I worked with who I was very fond of. And he was KJ, whatever his surname was. I'm not going to tell you in case he listens. And yeah, the fact that you're a KJ, but Granda Joe wanted to call you Faulkner.
Faulkner.
Because he felt it was a great name to be able to go outside in the park or whatever. You know, if they were minding you and say, Faulkner, come in for your dinner. And
I've never heard the name Faulkner.
I don't think he was serious, but it was a kind of a standing joke. Do you know what I mean? And I'm sure Paula wouldn't call any of hers Faulkner either. No, I like the name Faulkner, but not the way people pronounce it. Okay, my love, have a good day.
I love the name Faulkner.
I think Faulkner is...
cunt.
Kind of hot.
Yeah.
It's very burly Irish.
Faulkner forages.
Faulkner definitely forages, yeah. Known to Fulloch Fia.
Yeah, no, I love all Irish names. Because like the one thing I did toy with was like...
with the cats.
What?
Giving the cats an Irish name.
No, changing my name to Irish.
Oh, sorry. So, yeah, I kind of had a notion
be
as well.
Like Padre Dermot O'Kerba, like a Fiji. When I was in Irish college, instead of PJ, the Kinnerez used to call me a Fiji.
Which I kind of love.
But just like as a joke, like obviously I could just still be PJ in Irish. But like it is, because it is like a lot of people's, like your name is linked to like heritage as well. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I was gutted kind of when I was in London and I didn't have a father in my name.
I... like the name Kevin, as I mentioned, I adore the Irish variation of, which is Cuivín.
Cuivín, yeah.
That's poetry.
Yeah, Cuivín is such a beautiful poetry. Name. Yeah.
C-A-O-I. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
I also love the name Fionn.
I love as well that there's no K's in the Irish alphabet. They were like, no, take your K's. We don't need them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We need a C-A-O-I.
See you later with the K's.
You know what I mean?
You know?
I kind of love it.
Yeah, it is. Names are like really important, like, because they do hold so much weight. And I just think it's mad that we like allow our parents to just give us the name and then we're stuck with it. Should we, as a society, be normalizing people changing their names?
Having kids pick their names.
Not like, I'm not saying like let your child be nameless and then decide their own name. Like,
so what are you suggesting?
Give them a placeholder, but like, for example.
Placeholder.
If when I'm
then
like,
they're all going to have identity crises.
But then say no, if I'm like 18 and then I'm like, oh, I want to change my name, I don't like it anymore. If I did that, everyone
would
be
like. You can kind of do that.
I know you can do it, but as a society, we would be like, what the fuck are you up to?
I'd be all for that. One thing I would definitely be against, and this is based off of experience.
Okay.
When we were in primary school, we struggled to name the goat that we were sending to Africa as part of the Chokra fast, right?
Yeah.
I think Goatilocks won out.
Yeah,
right?
I remember the Goatilocks.
You know, nice pun.
Yeah.
But again, even when it came to picking confirmation names, the lads were running riot and they were picking names to do with Pokemon and stuff.
Yeah.
But people found out that there was the same Blaze and they were going brilliant and going to pick Blaze.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if kids should be picking their names. You know what I mean?
No, me either. But like, I did see a TikTok the other day and it was like these parents going, we're not naming our child, we're letting our child name itself. And they're just calling the child Baby.
Not sure how I feel about that.
But then I do like the name Baby as a name.
Yeah, of course you fucking do.
I just like, I like the idea of people being able to change their names if they want. Especially like, obviously, this is a different thing, but like my friend's trans and she picked her new name and she picked Angel and I thought that was cunt.
Obviously for people who are transitioning and like change their names, I do love it because as well you have a great sense of yourself, so you kind of know what fits and stuff. I just don't think I'm up for having placeholders for babies. You know what I mean? Now, because that's easy for us to say, right? Because presumably you're happy with your name as well. I've always been happy with Kevin. I do know some people
who hate their name,
who don't like their names.
Imagine if you didn't like your name, you'd be kind of distraught.
It's kind of your whole life. Now, Sive has put in the notes here. Now, we need to go back to these notes more.
Yeah, we do.
Sive is going to be like, they're gone. Well,
we didn't do any notes.
But I spent 10 minutes laughing that to me. A US study in the 2000s found that people who didn't like their own name tended to have poorer psychological adjustment. This was most likely either because of their lack of confidence and self-esteem caused them to dislike their name, or disliking their name contributed to their lack of confidence.
But it would though, like, imagine if you are allergic to your name.
Yeah.
Like, let's take Karen, for example, now.
Yeah.
If you're a Karen now, like, you don't want to say your
name.
What
other nice names are there? We can't.
No, come
we can't, because then we could lose five listeners then just with a statement.
Like,
no.
Like, I don't mind the name.
Yeah.
But there was a Kelly growing up with me. She got an awful time. Because they used to call her Kelly Smelly.
Smelly Kelly.
There was a girl called Marta and everyone was calling her Farta.
Well, that's just silly. There was a guy in our school, I don't want to say it, but he came out as boy and they called him Gason instead of Jason. Which is stupid. Do you think there's kind of gay names? Like, I think, like, if you're being called Sebastian, you're going to be gay.
Oh, if you're Sebastian, you might as well.
I think your parents want you to be gay.
You might as well hook that baby to a harness when it comes out the womb, because it's going to be in the club in a couple of years.
Also, this is a bit random, but, like, I think, like, Louis Spence was destined to be gay.
Oh, with a name like Louis Spence,
You know what I mean? The fact that he has a lisp and his surname starts with Ness. Also, I think, right, like, Louis Spence is one of, like, the best reality TV personalities ever.
But you only think that because you're kind of like him. You only say it because, like...
No!
Because you act like him. Like, if we're ever doing, like, an event or, like, doing a video or something, I'm like, oh, Kevin's in his Louis Spence mode. And you're
Don't you dare say that to me.
No, I love it. But you're like,
I don't do it to that degree. No, and that's the thing, because I adore the man and all that he stands for and all that he does.
I would say you're heavily influenced by Louis Spence and that Australian comedian.
Chris Lilley. They'll have to catch me first. I'm like a whippet.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Obviously, hit both hilarious, you know.
Well, I'll take it. Did you have any nicknames growing up?
Yeah, Head and Cheese, but we talked about that before.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. But that had nothing to do with my name. That had to do with that I was hanging around people who wanted to bully me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were in SPHE class before, and there must have been a topic on names.
Yeah.
And
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We began talking about nicknames, and the teacher was like, does anyone have any nicknames in the class? Right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, two or three people put up their hand. And this is before my Kevin 11 era.
Okay.
Right? And then she asked me, and I was like, no. Like, no, just Kevin. And then one of the lads goes, yeah, you do, Bugs, right? Oh, and then the teacher then was like, what, Bugs? And your mom was like,
laughter.
Bugs Bunny, right? And then, because obviously the teeth.
Yeah.
And then, not the teacher laughing. What's up? I think she listens to the pod.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what's her name? Name and shame.
No, I can't.
Also, quickly, before we move on, right, what's the fascination in the heterosexual world? I think there needs to be a study with people adding O to the end of someone's name just because. Dino, Kevo.
Do we love it?
No.
Do we love it?
No O.
I know all the lads who be calling the lads by their surnames. That's yeah. That's pure like a GA thing, is
yeah,
it?
Pure like, yeah.
Murphy.
Yeah, Corby.
Is that a Cork thing? Because I don't think you'd get it over here as much.
But it's weird because I was never called Corby on the rugby team, but Dean always was.
I was called Toomey a bit on the football team. But
really?
Toomey. Toomey.
Yeah, it's always that. It always goes, Toomey.
It's always like that.
Yeah.
But you know one thing that I've an awful habit of doing, but I like it. It's not a bad habit. I'll call people their full name. So some people I can say one name.
Oh yeah,
without saying their other name. Molly Ward. Griggs. Molly Griggs and Molly Ward.
Molly Griggs. It's something to do with the Mollys. Yeah. Also, it's not even like just you who mightn't like your name. Like other people mightn't like your name as well.
Yeah.
Imagine like before you meet someone, they're already judging you on your name.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like remember that stupid bitch Katie Hopkins there?
Yeah, when she was making all these generalizations about names.
Oh, my favorite clip though is when she's like, I just think it's stupid when people name their children after places.
And then Philip Schofield was like, your child's name is India.
Yeah.
That's one. Well, I don't really get her at all. She's completely after.
She's unhinged.
She's, no, I mean, she was always fairly vicious, right?
Yeah.
But she's after completely slipping off.
She's like leaning into like,
I don't know,
what gets her attention, basically. Anyway.
But like that, some people make assumptions about people based on the name. So, you know, people are facing discrimination. You know what I mean?
So there is like a bit of a politics behind people's names, like, right? And if you're sitting at home being like, no, there's not, shut up. Like, that's because you probably have a name that doesn't get discriminated against. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
So Inside Out London, right? Send CVs from two candidates. And Adam and the other person was Mohammed, right? They both had identical skills and experience, so essentially the same CV.
Mm-hmm.
Adam was offered 12 interviews while Mohammed was offered 4, which is mad, right?
Yeah.
Now, I will say, right, I was guilty of it. When I worked in the ice cream shop...
You're worrying me here now. But...
No, not of anything like that.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. But when I worked in the ice cream shop in Southend, I... like fast-tracked an applicant who had sent in her CV because her name was Irish.
Okay.
Because I wanted to work with one of the Irish girlies.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And in that scenario as well, look, we were scooping ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
We were hurting our wrists and I was working with a load of Brits.
Okay.
So like, I wanted one of the Irish girlies
on
the
team. What was her name?
Dirin.
Oh.
I think she listens to the pod.
And look at her now when she hosted Dancing with the Stars. Fair play, Darren. You've come a long way, Darren Garrahy, since scooping ice cream on South
End. It wasn't 2FM sensation, Darren Garrahy. It was just a random... Look, I shouldn't have done it, but I'm happy that I did it. But discrimination in that instance...
is fucked. Like, it also leads to like people changing their names to make them more like, quote-unquote, English and white-sounding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, which is mad. Like.
Which is crazy. But like, I could see it straight away. Like, people do... You could tell people that do that. I had managers in restaurants that would be like looking through CVs.
Oh, absolutely.
And they pay attention to the more like
English sounding ones. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean?
Now, one thing that is being done, which is definitely a step in the right direction. So UCAS, so you know, for
which it's is like how the CAO
the CAO kind of over here for like getting into university, right? They do a name blind application since 2017.
Oh, so you don't anon-like?
So it's anonymous,
oh, God.
Which is good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably should have been anonymous in the first instance. Why do you need to know someone's name? And also, the same thing has been adopted for applications for organisations like the civil service, the NHS over here, and the BBC. So that all is a step, just so, you know, people not even getting the chance just because of their name and because of people's prejudice.
Yeah, and this is on a smaller scale now, right?
Yeah.
But when me and Jose were looking for
tell me about this.
So like when me and Jose were looking just to rent a gaff, like we'd both be emailing the same places just to double our chances, right?
Yeah.
And obviously my name's PJ Kirby and his name's Armin Jose Galang, and I got a response way more than him.
We'd
apply for the same place and we'd say that kind of basically the same thing. And then I'd get a response and he wouldn't. A lot of the time, people mightn't even like consciously be doing it.
Yeah.
Like, they probably have like this unconscious bias, like where their mind just kind of makes the decision for them. But like, it's fucked. Like, and that's why we need to stop doing that. I think they need to adopt whatever they're doing here.
Applications for applying for gaffes.
For gaffes as well. Oh my God. I was just about to say, what am I going to pick for my wedding name? But you don't do that. That's under your confirmation.
No. Well, what are you doing name wise, surname wise? Are you going Galang?
Right. So I need... help.
I think you should go Galang.
Oh no, I'm keeping Kirby. I have to keep
PJ Kirby Galang.
Yeah, but like we're going double barrel, right? I think. Now, I was like always like we have to go double barrel, but now I'm like, do we just keep our surnames? Like he's Galang.
Well, you're
and
throwing
I'm
the whole fucking rule book out the window anyway, so this might as well be another thing. You know what I mean?
if you're going to be my best man, you're going to have to start supporting me and not rolling your eyes every time I talk to you.
Yeah, but babe, the thing is, I have no blueprint as to how to operate for the course of this wedding, because you're literally going, nah, that's what people usually do. Let's not do that. And then you rip it up.
Isn't that fun? The rule book's out the window. Anyway.
It is, because it also means I can't get it wrong.
If we go
I can.
Double barrel, are we doing Kirby Galang or Galang Kirby? I think
it's Kirby Galang.
Kirby Galang rolls off the tongue way better than Galang Kirby. So PJ Kirby Galang, Jose Kirby Galang. If it was PJ Galang Kirby, Jose Galang Kirby.
But like, that's the thing, are you only saying it because you're used to being called PJ Kirby? Like, how does Jose feel about it? Does he like,
I think,
Jose Galang Kirby?
I think he's kind of Kirby Galang as well. But I've talked
I just
about
don't think
this.
You'd be saying it in too many instances, so it's actually not something you even need to stress about.
It's changing my name.
It's not changing your name
legally.
It's adjusting it.
I'll have to do the passport and all my documents and everything. It'll be a huge thing. My Instagram name will need to change.
Would you be changing the Instagram name?
Well, you'll have to update it, like.
To just Timmy. Timmy Galang? Timmy Kirby Galang. You know, if you're going changing, if you have to change for all the passports and stuff, would you not have to change? Sorry. No, I need to stop because I'm delirious.
It's not. Kevin
is. Also, I'm going to listen back to this in the edit and be like, I was being crazy.
Kevin is so hungry, we're going to have to feed him. So we're going to have to go get some food. What are we having?
I'm just going to do some wraps.
Okay.
And I got some, those chips you like. The disco chips. What are they called?
What?
Pop chips.
Oh, I do love a pop chip. I think what we're taking away from this episode, girls, is your name might carry a lot of importance. And also, if it doesn't have any heritage or meaning to you and you don't like it, you can change it. And wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't it be class to throw a little like, oh my God, name reveal.
Yeah.
And then you get everyone into your gaff, right? And you sit them on...
But well, that's
on,
what your confirmation is. It's a name reveal.
But you sit them on the couch and you go, we're playing a game of hangman. Whoever guesses my name wins a prize.
And you know what I'm just thinking of there as well? You know, in China, so people will have their Chinese name, like in Mandarin.
Yeah.
But they'll also have the English version of their name. So I was friends with a lot of people when I was working on the ship, right? They would have like their Chinese name.
Yeah.
But then they just pick a random English word.
Brilliant.
So like one of the girls was called Candy. And I was living.
Candy.
One of the lads was called Money.
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 Yeah, love.
Also a very popular name in China around the time of the Olympics was Olympics.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of people were calling their child
I
Olympics.
I do like names that shouldn't be named.
Yeah.
So there's a thing going around like Irish words that
could be a name.
Could be a name. Yeah. Like Railta.
Railta is kind of hot.
Yeah. Like Grau.
I like Railta. Grau is nice.
Yeah. Ishbini. Ishbini.
I was kind of going to Ishbini as well. Or Kaloga.
Kaloga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saoirse. That is a name.
That is a name.
Yeah.
Look, the opportunities.
There
look,
we
when
go.
It comes to names, the opportunities are endless.
Yeah.
And if you don't like your name, sorry, I like mine. I like mine. And look, I'm actually not sorry for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
If also, you, thank you, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. I just want to thank our parents for naming us names that we like. If you don't like your name, so maybe take it up with your parents or whoever
actually,
named you.
Yeah.
You
actually,
know what I mean? It's their fault.
It's their fault. So
be
go
like,
have a word with your mom and dad.
Be like, sorry, were you huffing on that gas and air too much there? Because what was this name you landed me with? What's your middle name? You said you were KJ.
Kevin Joseph.
I'm PJ and you're KJ. It would have been way better for the pod if you just went by KJ.
What is?
PJ and KJ coming at
you. What is?
PJ and KJ coming at
you. Why do you keep saying that?
When we transition to telly and we're doing PJ and KJ coming at you.
No, I don't like it.
PJ and KJ.
No. Like what? Anton Dex
think
Saturday
of the
Night Takeaway.
Think of the logo opportunities.
See, for a logo
we do a
perspective,
P and a K and then
Kevin
a big
works.
J. Also.
Also, I'm already disgusted that I should have really looked into it when we were doing all the book stuff. Like, people are only listing your name on websites. I was going on to check the reviews there on Goodreads, and it's the I'm Grand Manual by PJ Kirby, right? There's no mention. I've been erased
but
from
I've
history.
But I've done a lot of the writing
I
on
did,
that book.
Like, you can't even say that with a straight face, because you did a bit of the bibliography at the back. You did the dedications to your cat and to Jose.
I did all the good bits.
Which, name them.
Yeah.
Name them.
Name them.
I love that, girlies.
See you later, we're going to have some chicken wraps.
Bye, girlies.
Bye, 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 bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.